Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Steve, we are coming to the end of what week, my man?
Week number full 1.5 of November. I have absolutely no idea.
You're right. It's Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. And know what? We want to keep people safe out there.
The men's wake up!
The men's room top 10!
10 tips to avoid drowsy driving. 328,000 crashes, 109,000 injuries, and about 6,400 fatalities per year as a result of drowsy driving. To all you punks out there that think you can make it, it's just a few more miles. Listen here, fella. What if daddy never makes it home to little Susie's ballet recital because of you, you worthless puke?
Jeez.
You want to live with that for the rest of your life while you're rotting somewhere deep in the bowels of hell behind a steel door where you get 3 squares a day for the rest of your pathetic life? Positive Friday.
Was his dog killed by a drowsy driver? What the hell?
I don't know.
Damn, man, if you start fading, pull over.
No kidding. 100%.
Because before you know it, you think, it's just like trying to get your mom off the couch when she's watching TV and falling asleep. Mom, you're falling asleep. I'm resting my eyes. I'm still listening.
Right.
No, you're not. You're falling asleep. Go to bed.
Right. Not while you're driving. Pull over. It's okay. You'll be fine. These are 10 tips to avoid drowsy driving. Bottom of the list, they say take care of your health.
Well, sure.
Right. If you're experiencing regular troubled sleeping, consult your doctor to see what could be causing the problem. Sometimes minor symptoms of fatigue can be a sign of greater health issues such as sleep apnea or narcolepsy. Also, just taking care of your health in general, you will sleep better at night. Whether it's dieting, whether it's exercising.
Sleep. It's just that I keep doing it behind the wheel.
Right. Avoid alcohol and medications that cause drowsiness.
Well,
there's a reason why they say don't take this if you're about to operate heavy machinery. Your car counts as heavy machinery.
And I know not to drink and drive.
Right.
Just pounded in every leg. That's a decision you made, but right. You know why they say not to.
That's part of it. Not only, one, your reaction time is down. Two, you can't quite see right. And three, you get tired.
Right.
You fall asleep while driving. I think half the reason, why the drunk driver, is totally fine in the accident.
Because he's relaxed.
Right. Yeah. He falls asleep.
He was not aware he's going to crash.
No. He blinks, and all of a sudden, he's at the scene of a crash.
Right.
Drink a caffeinated beverage. For a quick fix, pull off the road and pick up a coffee, tea, soda, or energy drink at a gas station. But remember that it takes about a half hour for caffeine to enter the bloodstream, and it might not help you much if you already consume it on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes just stopping for a minute to peruse the aisles is all you need to kind of get that little energy back.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. These are 10 tips to avoid drowsy driving. They say listen to engaging radio programs. If you're driving alone.
Well, thanks for that. We just lost half our listeners.
I got to turn this off.
I'm listening to Mike. I'm out.
Falling asleep. But podcasts, I feel like, are one great thing. Talk shows are 100% another great thing.
Sure.
Listening to just straight music.
Oh, I'm good on that. That pumps me up.
What music are you listening to that pumps you up, Miles?
Man, I'm a big
Like, you got your phone out there.
I'm a big EDM guy.
You're an EDM guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I am. In the car, hell yeah. Yes.
It works, though, man.
That's how Miles makes it all the way down.
I listen to the high school kid station every once in a while just to get that pump on.
I love it. Take a quick nap. Not while you're driving, but if you're driving alone and feeling sleepy, pull off of the road to a safe place to take a quick nap. If it's late at night, consider pulling into a hotel to stay overnight. Start fresh in the morning. There's rest stops all up and down the highway. I'm assuming that if you are in a space where it's like fathomable for you to take a nap, you're going by a rest stop at some point. Make it there.
Sure.
My old man, we used to an auction out in Spokane once every other month or something like that. And we would get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, drive out to Spokane, be able there to do the auction at 11 o'clock in the morning. We're driving back at 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's falling asleep while driving. I had to hit him every single damn time to get us to switch seats so that we could get home alive.
Yeah. How would you let me drive back, Dad?
I got this, dude. The thing is that, you know, he would start out driving in the early in the morning, and while I'm trying to catch some Z's in the passenger seat, he's talking to me because he's fresh awake too. And he just wants to talk about, you know, shooting the breeze and all that on the way home. No. He falls asleep in the passenger seat. Nice guy. Switch off with a buddy. Kind of like what we just did there. Drive with a passenger, whatever you can, to help yourself stay awake. If you're concerned about getting sleepy behind the wheel, ask your passenger to start up a conversation. Take turns driving every couple hours. My sister and I, we actually did a road trip to see my cousin graduate down in California. It's 12 hours to get from Enumclaw down to Dixon, California.
All right.
12 hours. So we started at 6 o'clock at night when we drove because we got off of work and all that.
All right.
We showed up at Dixon at 6 o'clock in the morning. We switched at least 2-3 times at that moment.
I can believe that, man.
Just every few hours, we're trying to switch back and forth, just trying to stay awake. This is going to be shocking, but a tip to avoid drowsy driving. Avoid driving late at night.
Well, yeah.
There is something about driving. Now, unfortunately, I kind of like it because it's very relaxing. It feels great just kind of having the street lights just go by you one by one, having all the nice, calm brake lights right ahead
of
you.
But the lights coming by on the reflectors on the road and all that stuff, it's kind of like night driving.
I was going to say, but that kind of lulls me.
Like Atari night driving.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no.
Like, I kind of just want to sit in the passenger seat and I'll fall asleep like a baby in that situation. You never know while you're driving. Go ahead and, you know, try to avoid it if you can. One that's not on here, be careful on long drives in the snow.
If it's snowing, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
For whatever reason that, you know, you remember that old screensaver back when computers did screensavers.
Yeah.
Where it would have like the galaxy flying at you, the stars were flying at you.
Oh, yeah, you could fall asleep to that thing.
Hell yeah, dude.
Exactly. Same thing with snow, man.
Well, also, don't go on long trips in the snow. If it happens, figure out plan B, but don't plan that. I want to go on a long trip in the snow.
Let's go on a long trip.
No, don't do that.
Don't be in a rush. No matter what, man, just don't be in a rush. There's no reason for that. In order to save time for those spontaneous roadside jaunts, allow yourself some extra time. Not only does being in a rush make you less likely to take the driving breaks that you need, it also puts you at greater risk of accident and injury.
Yeah, for sure. So, for sure.
Take frequent driving breaks. I feel like that's not something that we practice enough in this country, but take advantage of those rest stops, man. They got them there. No matter what, I don't care if it's just going home from work, take a second, stretch your legs real quick. We all sit in traffic. We all hate it. There's people that are listening to me right now that are stuck in traffic. Take a second, find a spot to stop, stretch, kind of get some energy back into your bones.
Take advantage of the rest stops.
Text just came in, and I appreciate this text. Thank you for this. It says, if you feel drowsy on a longer drive, listen to comedy like The Men Drew.
Yes.
Used to listen to it on long cross-country drives for fire assignments. I've never seen anyone sleep and laughing their ass off.
There was one Christmas where my grandmother forgot her CPAP machine at home. Now, I was in Enumclaw. She lived in Winlock, which, if you know where Winlock, Washington is, Chehalis. It's south of Chehalis.
Geez, sorry.
Right. But I don't care about going on long drives. It's 10 o'clock at night, or rather, it's like 8 o'clock at night, something like that. I'm going to drive on down to Grandma and Grandpa's house, get her CPAP machine, and bring it back. I listened to stand-up comedy routines the entire way down and back. Mm-hmm. Because, you listen intently
and you laugh. Yeah.
And you have a great time the entire way. It makes for a very, very, very fun drive. Highly recommend it. But this is the number one tip to avoid drowsy driving. This is going to shock you, boys.
Get a lot of sleep.
Get a good night's sleep. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
One of the best pieces of advice to avoid drowsy driving is to get a good night's sleep. If we could, we wouldn't be drowsy while we're driving.
Right.
So thank you for including that on the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.